The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what your defense will be or about what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. The Gospel of the Lord. There are a few things going on in this gospel that we've just heard proclaimed. I think that we can perhaps understand all of them by contextualizing just a little bit to say that by this point in Luke's gospel, there's been something of a shift. We see Jesus now resolutely turned toward Jerusalem, which is the place of his great victory, but it's also the place where he will undergo his passion and death. So he is firmly fixed at this point, right, on his journey to Jerusalem and on what will happen there. And so we see that his tone is quite urgent. Yeah, it's not desperation. It's desperation in the sense of we've got to get going, but it's urgent. And the demands that he's making are ratcheting up, and this is where we get a sense, perhaps, of what our faith in Jesus is meant to be, and what it means to be a disciple of his. We get that with real clarity and focus, as again Jesus has his heart and his mind firmly focused on the mission at hand. And what do I mean by that? I think that, you know, we're formed by our culture, and what we would take from our culture about, say, religious practice, I think is best way to see it, faith, is that we're meant to come together like in this place, and we're supposed to have, you know, a kind of gentle and heartwarming experience of God. And our hearts being a little bit lighter, you know, we've received the religious goods and services that we came for, and we can go out into the world feeling better about ourselves. That's what the culture says about what we're doing here. But what does Jesus say about what we're doing here? What's the point of what do we find in the scriptures about what Jesus is saying? No, the task is much more urgent. And the task is one of commitment and loyalty to Jesus. Single-minded devotion to Jesus. And faithfully following where it is he leads. And I think in the context then of his journey to Jerusalem, we understand discipleship means going with Jesus to the cross. And discipleship means following Jesus faithfully means dying to ourselves. Death. It means death. Doesn't mean pleasant religious experience. It means death to ourselves. And only by dying to ourselves, to our own vain pursuits, dying to ourselves and the demands of the ego to self-aggrandize, to build ourselves up, only by dying to self can we live for the greatness of God's plan. God's plan is here again. As Jesus sets his sight on Jerusalem, it's taking the low road. Humility. Giving up my own plans and dreams and desires so as to live in the plans and dreams and desires of God, which always exceed our expectations, exceed our wildest dreams, if we but trust and follow Jesus. I always like to say, you know, on this day when we recount and when we celebrate the feast of the North American martyrs, St. Isaac Jogues and Jean de Brébeuf and all the, you know, these great French, then Canadian Jesuits. I love to remember the fact that it's only 10 years after the death of, after the martyrdom of Isaac Jogues, that St. Kateri is born right in the same little obscure town in which St. Isaac Jogues was martyred. This seedbed of the church is the blood of the martyrs. And how ridiculous to the outside world does martyrdom look like? And how futile and what a waste. What a waste it is for these brilliant, brilliant men to come and die in an obscure place like North America. And yet, look at their great legacy. Yeah? God work. It's only faithfulness that matters when we're about building the kingdom. It's only our devotion to Jesus that matters. And my friends, I mean, if we give ourselves over to Jesus, if we single-mindedly and with fullness of heart trust and follow him, then we'll also find what we're looking for. We'll find consolation amid the death and decay that surrounds us. We'll find greatness, right? No matter what it is that's swirling around, no matter what small task it is God gives us, we'll find greatness in giving ourselves over to God and living for his purposes, and so bringing his love to life to every corner of his creation.